Did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have Veterans Resource Centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Military.com.
On great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, and by the Wounded Warrior Project.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. And, man, there's a great new movie out. It's based on a real event, the 35th anniversary of Boston's Gardner Museum, the art heist. And the thieves used the distraction of St. Paddy's Day to walk away with hundreds of millions of dollars worth of art. They've never been caught. The museum is offering a $10 million reward for information leading to the recovery of the stolen art. And the movie talks about all of that and even some more. Any day now in theaters. And Paul Guilfoyle, of course, you know him best as his role as Captain Jim Brass on CSI Crime Scene Investigation. And he's leading this this pack of ragtag burglars, I guess you would call them. And Paul is on with us. Paul, how are you?
Hey, good morning, Reddy. How you doing? I'm fine, thank you.
Yeah, I'm doing great, man. I've enjoyed your work over the years and can't wait to see this movie. And this has got to be kind of personal for you because you grew up in Boston, right?
Yeah, that's right, Randy. I grew up in Boston and, you know, I mean, in a time when sort of everybody was a ragamuffin, to use your word. I mean, it was
right.
Kind of a ragamuffin. It was a ragamuffin city. It was trying to push its Boston, was pushing its way into the 20th century kind of slowly, like all cities, and cities were kind of empty. And but it was an interesting time. And growing up in high school and there and in the Boston, actually in Boston, I went to the Gardner a lot to do my homework. It was so quiet and tranquil and beautiful art was there. And then I'd go off and play hockey at the Boston Arena. But it would be, it was a fantastic gift to the city by Isabella Stewart Gardner, beautiful Italianate villa full of priceless art, and it was a kind of secret place because it was so relaxed and tranquil.
Yeah, and you know these kind of movies too. I love any kind of a heist movie like this because you're always, you know, part of you, a big part of you is always rooting for the thieves to get it and get away, right?
Yeah, that's an interesting point. You know, that's one of the aspects of it. The director and writer, Eric Aronson, really was, you know, wanted and had a discipline to keep it going. The idea that he didn't really want to do the heist movie, because there's also in heist movies this anticipation that they will get caught because we want everything to be settled.
Right.
And the fascinating thing about this is, first of all, the art hasn't been recovered. No one knows where it is. The thieves and the group of people who did it, no one knows where they are. It's a whodunit without the whodunit, you know. And so it ends up being, and Eric really was interested in using it as a backdrop to tell the story of these inner city crews who were kind of freelancers. You know, it points out that it's really not, it's done by a group of local people who like to steal art.
We're talking to Paul Guilfoyle here on the National Defense, the new movie, Any Day Now. And Paul, you know, you've always been associated with these kind of characters, especially with CSI. And when people see you out, do they ever mistake you for a real officer of the law, or do they ever come to you with complaints?
I've worked like 85 films. I mean, I think it's very hard to mistake this Irish face. They pretty much go right to it. Yeah, they pretty much, what I have to say is I think a lot of people, because of my kind of work, really understand that it's done by an actor, because there's been, you know, enough variety in the work I've done, that they kind of understand that, you know, and so they want to be the one who says, I'm the one who really recognizes you for the, you know, the character work that you do. So it's pleasant. It's very pleasant.
Did you say 85 films?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I didn't really count. Someone told me that. So
wow.
I'm not the one. I shouldn't. Because I don't really count. I'm really mostly thinking about the one that's coming up next. So try to stay in the present. You know, that's the secret, I think, of aging as well.
Yeah, I think so, too. And, you know, some of these great films, you've been in L.A. Confidential, Air Force One. I mean, you know, you've had so much of a diversity of work. Paul, what was your very first role? What was your very first paying gig as an actor?
Oh, boy, a paying gig as an actor. Well, I worked with Norman Mailer on his novel, Why Are We in Vietnam, when I was still just barely a teenager, you know, I mean, 19 to 20 years old for a year or so. And we took it to Lincoln Center and we did it as a play. And it was a character, the novel was called Why Are We in Vietnam? And it was a pretty interesting thing. It was mostly, you know, three character play. And, that was my first sort of professional paying gig, yeah, that I actually got money for.
And did you, after that film was over, did you think, I can do this now? This is going to be my life's work? Or did you think, okay, that was fun, now I'll go be a plumber?
No, you know, I mean, it isn't. I don't think it comes so yin and yang about it. It's kind of like I want to be an artist. I kind of know that. I feel like I'm making observations and I'm in the pocket of that world. The way I just lived and thought, and even I played a lot of hockey, and even on skates, I was always trying to make the beautiful play, not necessarily grinding it out. So I was always aware that that was in my gene pool. And after that, so then all the work just became stepping stones and flagstones. And
sure.
Luckily enough, I was able to be guided by some really great people. David Wheeler at the Theater Company of Boston, one of them, and the people, even Norman Mailer. And it was fantastic ideas to be able to move forward with the support of others who would, you know, give me validation on each of these flagstones as you hit. It's a real process. It's probably a process of anybody who does anything. That combination of support from the right people, a little bit of being at the right, you know, but it's mostly your internal clock of telling you, you know, go to the next step. And it's all driven by positivism.
Yeah. Oh, that's so well said. We're talking to Paul Guilfoyle here on the National Defense and the new film Any Day Now. Hey, Paul, our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. Any military in your family?
Do I have any military in my family?
Yeah.
Father was in World War II. He was in a plane in World War II and a member of a crew. And one good thing was he stayed in touch with the guys that he served on in the Army Air Force, it was called at the time.
Right.
He stayed in touch with those six guys, I think it was, all his life. You know, they always
That's so
together.
Cool. That's so cool.
Yeah.
There's no other fraternity like that.
I think there was a lot of pressure.
Yeah, I think so, too. Well, Paul, listen, man, it is such an honor to talk to you. Best of luck on Any Day Now. I can't wait to see this because it's also funny, right?
Yeah, no, that's true. It's funny. Anybody who's running around trying to do stuff as quickly with a group like this, it's a working class group of guys. So it's funny. It gets funny. Yeah.
I love it. Any Day Now, it's in theaters. We'll be right back here on the National Defense. Hey, of course you know as a veteran, you understand how crucial it is to be connected to loved ones, and T-Mobile is committed to helping our community stay connected. With exclusive wireless plan discounts, T-Mobile offers the best price for military and veteran families versus Verizon and AT&T. Beyond the savings, T-Mobile is proud to be a military-friendly employer and has hired 10,000 veterans and military spouses, and they're not stopping there. Just head to T-Mobile.com/military-discounts to learn more about their commitment and how military families get the best price with T-Mobile.
Hello, Detroit. It's the Ford Motor Company. This city has changed a lot over the last century, so has America. And we wouldn't have been around for this long if we didn't turn that change into progress. We've pledged to make our most iconic vehicles electric, to provide access to North America's largest public charging network, to use 100% renewable energy across all global manufacturing plants by 2035. And we couldn't have done it without the thousands of Detroiters working with us to turn progress into a reality. We're proud to be built for America. We're even prouder to be built by Detroit. And though we've helped give the Motor City its name, the Motor City has given us our legacy. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data. Based on original equipment manufacturers, automotive manufacturers that sell all electric vehicles in a publicly announced charging networks. Department of Energy data used. Ford Pass compatible with select smartphone platforms is available via download. Message and data rates may apply.
At the Home Depot, Spring Black Friday is here, and we've got 14 days of deals to transform your space. So what are you working on? How about a quick and stylish patio furniture update? And what's outdoor dining without a shiny new grill? Find a wide selection of grills under $300, like the Next Grill 4-burner for only $229 at the Home Depot. Then add a little ambiance with string lights. Shop 14 days of deals during Spring Black Friday, now through April 16th at the Home Depot.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Thanks to generous community support, Wounded Warrior Project has helped post-9/11 veterans and their families since 2003. Through no-cost physical and mental health services, legislative advocacy, career assistance, and life skill training, we're there every step of the journey.
It's possible to feel understood,
to get support when it's needed most.
And now I know anything is possible.
And we're just getting started. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
It's April, and you know what that means. Hot Cars and Cool April Nights is back. This year is going to be bigger than ever, so mark your calendars for 10 days of classic car fun. This year has more show and shines, a drive-in movie, and don't forget about the cruise on Friday, April 25th, followed by the biggest show and shine of them all on Saturday, April 26th. 2,000 classic cars on display, tons of great food, amazing unique vendors, and tons of chances for you to win with a poker walk and raffle city throughout the day. Get your wristbands at any local Napa Auto Parts store. And remember, Cool April Nights returns April 18th through the 27th. So update those calendars now and also get a full schedule of events at CoolAprilNights.com. Okay, to recap, Cool April Nights starts on Friday, the 18th. Goes for the next 10 days through April 27th, with the big cruise happening on Friday the 25th and the biggest show and shine of them all on April 26th. We'll see you cruising this April.
Shasta Lake and neighboring friends, the Queen of Dragons has your back with premium products at prices that work for you. As the longest standing dispensary in the area, our local team knows exactly what you need. Our shelves are stocked with the freshest flower in town. From our premium, fresh, and local line to our budget-friendly options featuring Emerald Junkies and Tricana Boys. Don't miss our famous Flower Friday deals. Top quality at unbeatable prices. And for the green thumbs out there, clones are now in store for the growing season. Join our Dragons Reward program and earn points with every purchase. Stop by 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard in the city of Shasta Lake or call us for delivery at 530-276-9771 or check out our menu at thequeenofdragons.com. The Queen of Dragons, premium offerings,
unbeatable value just for you.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and man, one of the Irwin brothers is at it again. You know, we've had these guys on the show so many times and producing so much great material right now, faith-based films, TV series, and there's another one out that is just incredible. It's called House of David, and it's on Prime Video. Stephen Lang, you've seen him in just about everything, is in this new series. He's been on Avatar, Conan the Barbarian, Gettysburg, so many great movies, TV shows, and off-Broadway. Stephen joins us here in the National Defense. Stephen, how are you?
I'm doing well this morning, Randy. Thank you.
Hey, great to have you on here, man. Before we talk about House of David, though, I want to say a special thank you. Our audience is mainly active duty military veterans and their families. You've been in a couple of great military movies, Gettysburg, Gods and Generals, which I got to go back and watch again. What a great movie that was.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like it. It's been a real honor and privilege for me over the years to go all over the world. I've been in bases from Guam to Guantanamo, man.
Wow.
You know? Yeah, all over doing my own solo show, which is a military-based show. And so it's always good to meet up with the fine men and women who serve the nation.
Oh, man, thank you for that. That's so cool. House of David, how did you originally get involved with this? We've had the Irwin brothers on the program many times. Also, a lot of the people that produced this soundtrack, which is a great soundtrack, by the way. Is this your first kind of faith-based film?
Well, it's my first foray into biblical work. I had a call from my agent. With saying these guys would like me to do this project to play the role of Samuel, happens to be a story, the David and Goliath story that I'm, you know, quite familiar with, as I think most people are, but not the nuances of it, of course. I was interested enough to meet with the guys and had assurances that were important to me. That this series was going to, what this series was about was telling an inspirationally, wonderfully entertaining, story. Rather than being, rather than preaching or proselytizing, which is something that I'm just not interested in doing
right.
in my career.
Sure.
And so, because I had a lengthy, extended conversation with John Irwin and John Gunn, who run this show, who are the fathers of this show, the founders, I came away from that feeling a certain confidence in them, that we could work together in a really collaborative and a really creative way. And I'm really happy to say that that proved to be the case. They're as good as their word. They're very creative guys, very energetic guys. I just enjoyed working with them. And they gave me a tremendous amount, not only of guidance in doing this role, but also a lot of latitude in doing this role, which was wonderful. Samuel was mine to discover, as it were.
Oh, that's cool. We're talking to Stephen Lang here in the National Defense, the new series House of David on Prime Video. Yeah, you know, John Irwin and his brother Andy, those guys have really elevated the idea of inspirational stories to a whole other level. You know, you used to hear something about inspirational series, films, and you go, well, that's going to be terrible. That's not going to be even fun to watch. But these guys have really taken it to a whole other level and attracted actors and actresses like yourself, somebody that's been in so many great projects, and I think that's a big part of it, don't you?
Well, it is. They've done something I think that is very very smart, you know, and quite shrewd on their part. Which is to say, there was a time not long ago at all when to be approached to do something faith-based, what could be cause for backing up certain people for actors. You know, there were reasons that one might not want to do that. And what they have done is they say what we're trying to get at here is not we're not trying to preach or to be doctrinaire, you know, or to be fundamentalist in any way.
Yeah.
Let's tell great, great stories that illuminate certain precepts, moral ideas, ethical ideas that we hold to be true. And if added to that, if they feel that a lot of stuff that is on the air is kind of antithetical to that, I think that's a perfectly legitimate way to feel as well. You know, there is a lot of stuff on that I would never allow my grandkids to see.
Sure.
You know?
Sure. Absolutely.
So to be able to tell a story, and, you know, understand, one of the things about the Old Testament that I love is that there is kind of a lurid quality to a lot of it.
Right.
You know?
Right. And these are great stories.
Exactly. And they've given it full voice, it seems to me. The reason to me, I believe the reason that House of David is as successful worldwide as it is proving to be has not to do with the moral lessons that it teaches that are at the foundation there, but with the fact that it is a remarkably durable story told in an absolutely vibrantly colorful way. With really, really wonderful value, production values and terrific actors. It's just a very well-made thing.
Yeah, and you know, it's just like everything else in Hollywood. The more successful you are, the more money that you get to spend. And so I think these guys have really proven themselves. And it's, you kind of go back to The Chosen, right? I mean, you look at the success, the worldwide success of The Chosen. I know Dallas Jenkins from The Chosen is involved in the production of this situation. But, I mean, these stories from the Bible, especially the Old Testament, I mean, these are just like, I mean, come on, David and Goliath, you know, Samuel, the prophet, anoints this unlikely outcast teenager as the new king. I mean, these are things that, you know, if you sit down to script a series, you'd be happy to come up with that storyline, right?
I believe that's true. And I think what's happened now is that I think there are meetings going on as we speak all over Hollywood as they're kind of combing through the Old Testament.
Right. which is hilarious to me.
At Jacob wrestling an angel pretty soon, you know.
Right.
Mr. and Mrs. Noah, you know.
Right. Hey, I would watch that. I would absolutely watch Mr. and Mrs. Noah.
Well, we'll see where it all goes. There's no doubt that people will, you know, whether House of David is a precursor to cool things or whether it is an anomaly, I think remains to be seen. That's got a lot to do with the creativity and the sensitivity, intelligence of people who create shows.
If they keep showing up, you keep making them, right?
I'll keep doing them. I mean, you offer me the right role, you know, the right location, and, you know, the right salary, and, you know, I'll grow my beard.
Hey, Stephen, thank you for the time, man. I've really enjoyed your work over the years. House of David is on Prime Video, and I really enjoyed the conversation.
Thank you. Thank you. Nice speaking with you, Randy, and my best to all the men and women out there. Stay strong. Stay safe.
Thank you so much. We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Listen as students and young adults interview well-respected CEOs on our national radio show, realworldleaders.org, to learn secrets for success and how to use them to propel their careers.
How have you changed since middle school?
I feel like back in middle school, I never really thought of talking to people who have, like, jobs or just really anything about the future in general. But, like, now that I'm in high school, I'm starting to talk to people from Real World Leaders. I feel like from this, I can learn advice from people with, like, years of experience.
What made you decide to do this?
Honestly, I had no idea. I still have no idea what I want to be in the future. And I was hoping from this experience that I could, like, sort of narrow things down. But I also learned about people's personal lives and, like, different aspects. It's not just all about college.
To hear more and to help us introduce your high school, GED, work-ready, and college students to our CEOs,
visit our website at realworldleaders.org. That's realworldleaders.org.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Saddle up, folks. Corey Meyer Real Estate presents the third annual Palisadro Frontier Day, Saturday, April 12th. Enjoy a full day of vendors, a trade show, a sizzling barbecue competition. Then, the action kicks up a notch with the Silver Bridge Rodeo Bulls and Bronx Bull Riding Event. Learn more about Frontier Day and purchase pre-sale tickets now at pcfrontierday.com. Special thanks to our sponsors, Zombie Arms and Ammunition, High Noon Beef, Vestra Resources, and CNC Pumps.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high-demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guaranteed placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition-free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Henry Clay, Warhawk, Rebellious. Backed by popular demand, this limited edition Toro is sure to please. Another fine example of Nicaraguan tobacco blended by AJ Fernandez. Complex, smooth, chocolatey Habano wrapper, a satisfying smoke with a clean finish. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Specifically, take a look for what personal information that app is going to be using. Does it need access to your microphone? Does it need access to your camera? Why would it need those accesses?
Or your contacts.
Exactly. Exactly, your contacts. So those are the types of things that people should definitely look for when they're downloading new apps.
The bottom line is be suspicious and be vigilant when it comes to the cybersecurity of your devices. That was your Tech It Out Minute, powered by Intel.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller. Hey, we heard about an organization a couple of weeks ago that really wanted to investigate, and sounds like a lot of fun, doing some great work. And it's Spencer Smokey Payne is with us. He's the co-founder, executive director of the Brotalion Blue Skies Foundation. Spencer, how are you?
I'm doing great, Randy. Thank you. How are you?
Man, I love the name Smokey.
Thank you. It's a funny story. We don't typically give out call signs in the Army like they do in
right,
the branches.
Right.
But my buddies and I kind of all did it for each other. And, I lit a 240 range on fire and shut it down for my whole battalion for the entire day.
Oh, no.
Which prevented everybody from getting qualified on the air crew on that. And, so they nicknamed me Smokey, and funny enough, I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, and I'm a huge,
no, you're not.
Balls fan. Yeah. So the Smoky Mountains being there, the dog being Smokey and everything, and they didn't put two and two together. So it ended up being a pretty good, great nickname.
Now, do you know that I'm also from Knoxville, Tennessee?
No, I didn't realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. I grew up in Knoxville, left there to get into radio, but, went to Fulton High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know Fulton very well. Yeah. That was a big rival of ours in high school for the football team back in the day.
Well, where did you go? Central?
Catholic.
Catholic, okay.
Yeah. I think they've shuffled around all the divisions and stuff since, but back when I was there, that was like a massive game. It was like Harrison Smith was playing for us and maybe Dennis Rogan. I think they both went on and played at like UT and Notre Dame, and it was
yeah.
a lot of fun.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Well, hey, listen, it's great to talk to a fellow volunteer, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and I would imagine you have a deep love of Crystal hamburgers.
I haven't had one of those in a long time, but they are delicious.
Yeah, but when you need them, you know you need them.
Okay. That's right. A little black hole.
Hey, so Spech, tell me a little bit about your military career.
Sure. I mean, nothing special, if I'm being honest. I went to the Merchant Marine Academy, which is sort of a well-kept secret. Found out about that school for soccer. And I ended up commissioned in the Army upon graduation there, went down to Rucker for flight school, and did about 8 years active duty and a couple years in Tennessee Guard, through H-60 Blackhawks. That's sort of like the low down and dirty. I'm happy to dive into more details about it if you'd like, but I don't know how much information you're looking for in regards to that.
Hey, I just want to thank you for your service and for everything you've done for our country.
Thank you.
So incredible. And so I want to hear about this Battalion Blue Skies Foundation. How long has that been around? You're the co-founder, the executive director. Tell us all about it.
Yeah, I'd love to. So we started serving the mission set in 2019, and we officially incorporated the charity in 2020. The backstory is myself and a couple other guys sort of unknowingly or unpurposefully started our first company, which is Battalion. And this was sort of in the early days of social media. Mm. Ultimately, we built a community on social media centered around Army aviation, which we thought was the coolest job in the world. And so my last 2 years on active duty, I finished up in a liaison position with 7th Special Forces Group down in Destin, so non-flying job. And we unfortunately had two members of our team, KIA, in Afghanistan, and I had never experienced casualty before on the aviation side, so it was a new experience for me.
Wow.
Working in the operations cell to see how that was handled. And a couple of things happened, one of which the OPSO told one of the captains to get the Green Beret Foundation on the phone, and that was the first time I'd heard of that organization. So I looked them up and did research and everything. I was like, wow, this is an incredible organization that's doing wonderful things for for that community, you know, for Special Forces, Green Berets, whatever you want to call them. So that was sort of like item number one. Item number two, there was a guy in 1st Battalion who has a company called Red 7Ts, and they did custom apparel and some other apparel, t-shirts, things like that, that were centered around Special Forces guys. And that's what we were doing with Battalion, but through the lens of aviation. And he did a memorial t-shirt for the two individuals, ran it for a limited time, and then gave all those profits to the two wives to help with, you know, food and travel you know, daycare, all that kind of stuff that gets sort of wrapped up into the immediate aftermath of an event like that. And so I was like, well, that's pretty cool. He's using this company to do good stuff and give back to his community.
Right.
And so this was in August of 2019, and about a month later, I think September 26th, don't quote me on the date, a 60 went down in the vicinity of Fort Polk, and Major Trevor Joseph was one of the pilots, and he took his final flight that day. And so having just gone through, you know, that casualty process in my day job, I reached out to the other guys, Brett and Kyle at Battalion, and I was like, hey, I'd like to see if we can do a memorial shirt for Trevor and give all the profits to his wife, Erin, and maybe that could help her, and maybe we can, you know, raise a couple grand or something like that. Nothing crazy. Again, this is the infancy of the other organization.
Sure.
And, so it's like, we might as well try and let's see what kind of traction we can have. And, you know, I think it ended up being upwards of over $13,000 that we were able to raise for her. And so it was like, wow, this is, you know, it's not a ton, but it's significant impact and traction, and shows that, you know, the community that we've built here really has a want to support in these types of circumstances. And so it was sort of an MVP, if you will, if you want to use the software slang for like, hey, you know, we just sort of shipped this rough product out and people seem to really like it and it did good. And so that was sort of the beginning stages of the Blue Skies Foundation. So
that's when the light bulb went off.
Correct. So that was, you know, late September of 2019. There was two more mishaps that went down that year. We did the same thing for it. So at this time, we're just basically like using Brotalion to get this money to these families. And it was like, we got to, you know, go about this the right way and everything. And so, you know, got the actual corporation set up for the nonprofit, 501c3, all of that kind of stuff. And so the official mark was, I think, in June of 2020 once that was done. So that's why I would say we were incorporated in 2020, but we started serving the mission set in sort of a non-traditional way in late 2019. So that's so low down and dirty.
So Spencer, since then... And by the way, we're talking to Spencer Payne here, the co-founder, executive director of the Brotalion Blue Skies Foundation. So since that time, how many families have you been able to serve?
42.
Oh, wow.
42. And that's unfortunately because there's since 2019, since we started doing this, 43 lives have been taken through radiation mishaps. So it's a really dangerous business. And we always sort of say it's, it never really ends, I guess. It's, not a matter of if, but a matter of when, unfortunately. And so that's something that we've just been building towards sort of year over year to prepare for that. And it's been an interesting journey. And early on, we didn't have much capital to deploy. And now we're in a position where, if something like Eagle Dust Off, which the anniversary of that's coming up here in a couple of days, where nine individuals were lost in one incident, you know, we weren't prepared for that when that first happened, that like ran us dry. And so being able to learn from those experiences, sort of improve our processes, show the community and other individuals the work that we're doing, and enabling us to grow and provide further support has been huge.
I think that is fantastic. And, you know, that is one of those areas where there aren't a lot of organizations that are supplying that need. And it's got to be so gratifying for you. I mean, it's definitely tough, right? I mean, you wish the number was zero, but it's got to be so gratifying for you to then help these families and give them, you know, some extra assistance, huh?
Yeah, for sure. It's a weird, it's a weird position to be in because of exactly what you said. Like it's, you know, ideally this didn't need to exist.
Right.
And so it's an emotional, don't get emotional thinking about it. it's an emotional job, but at the same time it is extremely rewarding to, you know that you're making a positive impact on people's lives when they're going through, you know, the worst thing that they could possibly go through at that time in their life.
Right. Right. And so if people want to help out on this, where should they go?
Yeah, the website is www.flybbsf.org. That's just short for Brotalion Blue Skies Foundation. And then we're on social media. Just if you just type in Brotalion Blue Skies Foundation, will pop up. I think the handle is blue_skies_foundation. But all that stuff's on the website. So just go to flybbsf.org. It's got, you know, financials and transparency stuff on there and the three different programs that we're kind of talk about, the three different mechanisms of support that we provide for these families and the community, links to social media events. We've got a great event coming up, at the end of May. So there's details, about those types of things on there as well.
What's the event?
So we are calling it, I'm glad you asked. Great opportunity to talk about it. It's the Bourbon Blue Skies benefit that we're having it just outside of Louisville, Kentucky, and on May 31st. And I'll try not to go into too much detail, but we're doing it on a thoroughbred horse farm out there, and the event is taking place in this beautiful barn. And so we're doing a VIP whiskey tasting, have a few distilleries. Obviously,
oh, cool.
If anybody's in the bourbon that area, Louisville, Kentucky,
is
the Bourbon Trail. So got some great distilleries on board. They're coming in doing like a VIP pour. We'll have live music, good food from a local restaurant there in the area, and some other surprises. Got a UH-72 Lakota that's coming in from one of our sponsors who's been kind enough to fly that in, and I'm working on a UH-60 Blackhawk static display as well.
Oh, wow.
With some old buddies from the Guard. So, you know, I always think that stuff is super cool, but I think it will also provide an opportunity for donors and people that come who may not necessarily be as familiar with the mission set and the men and women that do that to actually, like, hop into the seat and have a conversation with the crew and take a photo and everything. So, God willing, that one works out. You know, weather and maintenance are always things that we don't have control over, but I'm pretty hopeful that they'll be able to pull it off and be a good time.
I've been down that trail. I know that trail. And,
yes.
I followed it, I think, all the way to Buffalo Trace. So,
oh, nice. I haven't done it yet. I'd like to, but we have family in the area, and I very much enjoy the brown water that comes out of that area.
I love that area. That's such a both Louisville and Lexington. You know, we do a lot of camping, my wife and I and our dog. And man, I mean, we've been down there so many times, and it's always just it's such a cool place, just a cool cities down there. You know,
it really is.
Just kind of an easy vibe, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But and of course, all of that information is available on the website.
Battalion
Blue Skies Foundation. Spencer, great to talk to you, man. Thank you so much for the work you're doing. That's it's so meaningful to those families, and just, you know, I'm constantly amazed at the number of times we talk to people on this show that have fought for our country for so many years, and they get out and then they continue to support their brothers and sisters. And so it's an amazing thing to see, and thank you for doing that.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it, and I'm incredibly grateful for the opportunity to come on here and chat with you about it and help spread awareness. It means a lot.
Absolutely. Yeah, anytime, man.
Thank you.
We'll be right back here on the National Defense.
There are other automakers in Detroit, but there's only one that's built for Detroit. Ford, the motor company that remembers the Motor City who birthed it. The one restoring the old train station. The one that employs more hourly workers in the U.S. than any other automaker. The one that assembles more vehicles in the U.S. than any other manufacturer. The one that supplied PPE to frontline workers in Detroit and assembled ventilators and respirators when the U.S. needed them. The one with a football field in Detroit named after the century-old family-led business started right here in Detroit. Built for Detroit. Built for America. Built Ford proud.
Based on Center for Automotive Research data, based on IHS Market CYE 2019 U.S. light vehicle production data, assembled with U.S. and imported content.
It's Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot, so what are you working on? Right now, we've got 14 days of deals to elevate your gardening game. We're calling it Mulch Madness in the Garden Center, where you can get 5 bags of Scott's Earth Grow mulch for only $10. Now that's a special buy. Promote healthier soil, prevent weeds, and beautify your yard with mulch that maintains its color for up to 12 months. Shop 14 days of deals during Spring Black Friday, now through April 16th at the Home Depot.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Another meaning to it that kind of, I think, showcases my parents, but apparently hana in Japanese means flower and ko means child, but hana also means nose, and apparently in my ultrasound, I had a really big nose. My parents were like, name her nose child, that would be hilarious.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me introduce nose child. You know,
that's right, and that's me.
That's right. Hey, so how about Chicago Fire? What a huge hit this is. I didn't realize been on this many seasons. Is it season 9 now?
Oh, babe, it's 12 now.
Oh.
We've been going on for a long time.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow. And this is great. With our audience loves it, of course, because our audience is basically comprised of active duty military veterans and their families, so they know all about mm-hmm. heroes. And, I mean, right. they love watching this kind of stuff. I bet you do get a lot of veterans that weigh in, huh?
Honestly, I don't mean a lot day to day, but of course we support all of our first responders and therefore all of our veterans and active duty service people.
Yeah, and you know, it's just such a great job that you do on the program, and it's really important to get it right, isn't it? Because I know that we've had a lot of people on the show that have been a part of first responder TV and movies, and man, I'll tell you, when you get it wrong, they let you know.
Yeah, they definitely do. They definitely do. But luckily we have on-set folks who are keeping an eye out to make sure that things are looking realistic. And so I think they keep things in check more or less.
Yeah, so it's a pretty physical role that you have too, right?
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely not one where we're sitting behind a computer for most of the day.
Right, right. And is this something that I know you do yoga. There was a whole series on you doing yoga on the set of
I promise. So funny. Everyone was saying I was doing yoga, and I truly was not trying to do yoga. I had just been crouching for so long that I was just trying to, like, get my back to crack and, like, go back to normal, essentially.
Really?
Yeah, but sure. You know what? It looks like an up dog. We'll say it's yoga.
That's right. That's right. An up dog. Oh, that's pretty good. What do you do to work out and stay fit?
I like to do various things. I've been getting a lot into, like, spinning over the past few years. I've been getting into kickboxing. I do a lot of weight training. Yeah, as you said, it's a very physical job, and the firefighters definitely have it harder by having to wear such heavy gear. But as a paramedic, just lifting the stretcher with people on it over and over again for a take does require strength. So I've made it a priority to make sure I'm strong enough to do it.
We're talking to Hanako Greensmith here on the National Defense, and the news episodes of Chicago Fire come back this week. And do you have you gotten to visit with some actual firemen and firefighters to talk to them about the show? They got to be huge fans.
Well, you know, not everybody's, you know, just because we're playing firefighter doesn't mean they love that every time. But I definitely have met some people, some wonderful fans through firehouses here in Chicago and beyond. And I've definitely had so many wonderful opportunities to meet a lot of these firefighters. We went to IFSI, which is the Illinois Fire Service Institute in Champaign, Illinois, and it was just learning how to be in fire and in bunker gear with a bunch of these volunteer firefighters. And it was so great meeting all of these kids, all of these people, and meeting fans, but also just having such a huge respect for what they do and what they're training in.
Oh, that's cool. You know, it's a lot different also when you're a firefighter in a town like Chicago rather than where I live, just outside of Kansas City. And it's a small town fire department, and you know all the firefighters there, and there's a lot of time that they just spend just kind of sitting around.
Totally. You know, I know what you mean. But, you know, volunteer firefighters, they're very necessary and needed, and the numbers are kind of low, so we're trying to get people to get excited about it and put themselves through challenging situations if that moment is to ever arise.
Yeah, you know, and that's the point, right? I mean, because and that's what they told me before too, is we like it when you don't know about us. Because when you have to know about us.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Yeah, when you have to know about us, that's a bad time to meet. So,
true.
It's fun though. They've got a regular event here where they play softball against the cops, and they call it Guns and Hoses, and it's a regular it's a regular kind of a fundraising thing for them. It's a kind of a cool deal.
I love that. Guns and Hoses. That's wonderful.
You guys might want to incorporate that in the show.
That's definitely an idea. If the writers are listening, here's an idea. Guns and Hoses.
So, now, you've also been on Bull and FBI, right?
I have, very briefly, very briefly.
Yeah, Bull was a great series. I don't know if that's still on or not, but that was a great series when it was on there.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, do you go out?
I had a great time.
And audition for a lot of stuff now, or are you just kind of set on Chicago Fire?
It's definitely a huge commitment working on Chicago Fire because it's about 9 months of the year for 22 episodes.
Oh,
so
wow.
Yeah, so we're pretty booked up for most of the year. But sometimes if you're able to, you know, if you have the energy to and you're willing to, you can find something that fits in that, like, two-month pocket we have on our hiatus before we come back for the new season.
Wow.
So, like, Eamon Walker did an amazing play in Chicago, who plays Bowden. He did a play a few years back. And so we have a lot of actors who every now and again will kind of bop into projects over the summer. But I think primarily the majority of us are normally so exhausted by the end of the season that most people just like want to be with their family and they want to relax for a little bit before we start up the new seasons.
I had no idea. 9 months.
Yeah, it's a lot of time. Yeah, our crew and cast, everyone is exhausted by the end of the season.
just like regular firefighters.
Yeah, except, you know, we actually get a break in Firefighters.
That's true.
We don't.
That's true. Well, you do a great job. What a great show, Chicago Fire. Brand new episodes starting this Wednesday. Hanako, thank you so much. Great talking to you.
Lovely talking to you, Randy. Thank you for having me.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art,
Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.